Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking, so it must be Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And it is. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you, listeners from around the country, even around the world. This week's show, we have got something to talk about. Have you ever heard of Dr. Gruber? Well, we're not going to call him Dr. Gruber here, even though he's at a very exceptional school, where elite people go to school. But we're just going to call him the elitist Goober Gruber. How about that? Goober Gruber. Well, he thinks the American voters are stupid, and we know what Forrest Gump said, stupid is as stupid does. But we're going to talk about what Dr. Gruber had to say about the health care plan that is known as Obamacare. My listeners know I don't like calling it that. We'll just call it the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. But he's one of the architects. And some footage came up about him talking into an academic setting about why it was put together and worded the way it was. Do you know some of the words are going to causing a Supreme Court to look at the whole wording of Obamacare? Well, it really comes down to one sentence. They're going to listen to it, and they could decide it could just wipe off from the face of the earth Obamacare in a decision. So, very important show talking about our health care system that's under what is being called Obamacare. Even though it's very unaffordable, it's called the Affordable Care Act, and I got some things to tell you about that. Even to me personally, what it's caused me the pain this month, and I'll explain that further in the show. But we are going to do a little recap on the top of the recap we did last week about the midterm elections. If you didn't listen to the show last week, please go back and listen. We had OneNewsNow.com reporter Chad Groening to help fill in the details, and he and I talked about some the different winners and the most important winners, what we both decided with somebody it could really open up a presidential candidate. And we talked about that in last week's show. So if you didn't listen to it, better go back and listen to it. And before we get into that, let me first take you down to the state of Louisiana, because Louisiana is where there is a runoff. They have what we call a jungle primary in the state of Louisiana. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, whoever you are, you sign up and run. And if nobody gets 50% of the vote on November 4th on Election Day, which nobody in Louisiana did, it automatically goes to the top two. And the top two are the incumbent, U.S. Senator Landrieu. And she's been there 18 years. She's been elected three times. Can she go for the fourth? Well, a lot of that's going to depend on the people of Louisiana. And there is Dr. Cassidy, a congressman who challenged her. And there's also retired Colonel Manis, who was in the race, but he got about 15% of the vote. And it was mainly Republicans voting for him. And when you add what he got against what Cassidy got, up over 40%, it looks like Senator Landrieu is in deep, deep trouble. And they've even pulled some ads. Some of the Democratic Senatorial Committee has pulled some ads. It does not look good for the incumbent in Louisiana. And now, on top of that, I told you I'd do a little reflection on the midterm elections. And from when we did last week's show, we did find out Alaska, the senators, Mr. Sullivan, has won the Alaska race for the Republicans. So now it is a plus eight flipping seats from Democrat to Republican, plus eight. That means 53 to 46 with one undecided, and that's the Louisiana race. Now, we also talked about the very close race in Virginia, but Gillespie, the Republican, did concede, and it and Mark Warner, the incumbent, he ended up winning another term, but a lot closer than anybody ever thought. So we're looking at the whole midterms. What we look at is the Republicans will have a majority in the United States Senate, a bigger majority in the United States House, but they will not be able to get over a filibuster. In that, if you don't know about a filibuster, that means in the Senate, on most things, you have to get a 60-vote consensus before you move it forward to vote on it. So the Democrats will still have some pull there in the United States Senate, but it's the Republicans who will decide what comes up to get voted on. And that's why Harry Reid had over 300 bills piled up on his desk. He would not even let it go to a vote. So very interesting things on the political scene of what's going to happen and how the Republicans will use their newfound power. And in this lame duck session of Congress, I do have to address that, because I just remember the last lame duck session of Congress right after the midterms in 2010. It was a disaster, I believe, for the Republicans. And I hope, and if you'll just keep the Republicans' feet to the fire, do not get off the track. Get on the phone, get to the faxes, get to your emails, and write some old-fashioned letters and tell the Republicans to govern and don't let anything go down this lame duck session of Congress that's very meaningful. So we'll have to watch and see what Harry Reid tries to pull, and we need to be held accountable. You know, the most, what should I say? They say it's coming up. The executive, Mr. Barack Obama, is planning on using executive powers to go and do his own immigration laws. Is that constitutional? No, it's not. Now, he can do executive orders, but he cannot make his law. Is Congress going to let him get away with it? Well, the lame duck session of Congress, very well, they will. Harry Reid's in charge of the Senate. So what's going to happen? Stay tuned to Rock Split and Politics. We'll be talking about that as developments happen. Now, I do want to get into today's show. I told you there's an elitist. Did I call him an elitist? Well, it wasn't just me. I think Howard Dean did. In fact, well, let me just give you a little detail for those who haven't heard. After the election, now why it happened after the election, I suspect, this should have happened about a month ago before the election. But there was some videotape found over a year old about one of the architects, Dr. Gruber, from MIT, who helped build the model that we call Obamacare now, the Affordable Care Act. Well, he talked about that and said some things about it and talked about why it was so torturous language used, because he said basically you have to fool American people, because unless you fool them, then the American voter might not ever let it get by. But you have to fool them, because we got stupid voters and they won't figure it out if you use torturous language. Did I say that or did he say that? Well, let's see what he said. Here we got a clip that will have Dr. Gruber. This is off Morning Joe, MSNBC, and then Howard Dean comes on. So take a listen.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
I don't think you say that, right? That might be a problem.
The problem is not that he said it. The problem is that he thinks it.
Right.
That the core, I'm serious,
it's the
core
problem
with the damn law is that it was put together by a bunch of elitists who don't really fundamentally understand the American people. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, well, yes.
Now, was that Howard Dean who said the problem was that's the way he thinks because the law was put together by a lot of elitists? That was Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee. Howard Dean, who ran for president in 2004. Wow. And he was just putting down the elitist who put the law together. There are problems with the law. And I think it was just very truthful what Dr. Gruber brought out. Oh, excuse me, Gruber brought out. He believes the American voters are stupid and they wouldn't be able to figure out the language they put in the law. But he's correct. The American voters overall reelected Barack Obama not knowing what was all in the law. I told you, you've been listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You knew about it. In fact, if you were listening back at the first of this year, January, opening show, I was so disgusted. I had to come to you and tell you about the Affordable Care Act and what I thought it meant for the future of our country. In fact, let me just play the clip here. Listen to the minute of what I told you at the beginning of 2014. And I'm so glad to see that America's made a step in the right direction with these midterm elections. But take a listen to Doc Holliday, January 2014. Very important for you to understand why this year is important in the history of America. And that's why Doc Holliday is doing this show. I have children. You have children, grandchildren, those you love. And the direction of this country depends on what happens in 2014. Let me just tell you something. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. What are those words? These long stranded words, so camouflaged and yet celebrated and draped with hope and change when they were heralded as they were passed and signed into law back in 2010. Passed by our Congress, signed into law by Barack Obama. Thousands of people cheered them on in the Capitol. People around the country thought Nirvana had come to America. And these words of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, what they have done is they have unleashed like a division of Panzer Tiger tanks. In a blitzkrieg of corrupt inaccuracies, bald-faced lies, and deceit that now, in 2014, have become dastardly wicked. Well, friends, that was a clip I played, I talked about in January of 2014. That's Doc Holliday being very frustrated. I can say, after the midterm elections, the whole year of 2014, hopefully, America took a step in the right direction. You heard me right. I do believe it's a step. We have a long way to go. We can't get frustrated. And I'll tell you, something happened this last few months. I got a note, and I've mentioned before on the show, but had a note that my family medical insurance would no longer be available at the end of November. And yes, Doc Holliday is frustrated, and I'm going to tell you about that and some of the frustrations right after the break here, and we'll get going in the second half. In the second half show, I got a clip from Charles Krauthammer. We're talking about this this awful thing we call the Affordable Care Act, which is so unaffordable, so uncaring. And America's in such turmoil because of it. And one good thing I did see were 28 or 29 of the 100 U.S. senators that voted for it are now out of office. Out of office. Out of 100 senators, and there was 50-something voted for it. And so now we know over half of them are no longer serving in the United States Senate. So I think that's a good start. How about you? But I do want to get on the second half of the show and tell you about my personal incidents that I'm going through, along with Charles Krautheimer and others, and I'll have some clips from President Barack Obama to help you better understand how he's such a liar in chief. And it's just pathetic. And the Democratic Party, I hope, continues to crumble until they either admit that they created a fraudulent product and sold it to the American people by deceit, or either we get every one of the sorry politicians who put this on the American people out of office. And Doc Holliday's ready to make the journey to get every one of these Democratic, liberal, illogical illusionists out of office. Those who would use trickery and deceit to force this on the American people against their will. And I'll just have to wait for more on the second half of the show, because I want to remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. In today's show, we are examining and putting a light onto the darkness within the Affordable Care Act. And we all know some people call it Obamacare. I prefer to call it the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. And we'll have more in the second half of the show. But let me remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. We're glad you're listening to us. And you're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. If you haven't got your book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, you can go right to the webpage. Click on my webpage. And you can order the book, get one for your friends, your neighbors. If you'd like to use Amazon, yes, you can order Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics off Amazon. We encourage our international listeners to use Amazon. And I will tell you that it is great to know that our audience continues to grow, and it grows because of you. You're telling your friends and neighbors, and even our listeners from around the world are telling others, because we got people from other countries tuning in to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're glad that we can talk to you about freedom and liberty. We're glad that we can be a part of something like last Tuesday night, on November 4th, when the Republicans came to power in the United States Senate because of people like you who were listening and got fed up with these elitists who force things on the American people that they do not want. And we need to continue to make that journey to make sure every official that was elected gets unelected if they supported this boondoggle of a health care plan. Absolutely horrible of what it's doing to the economy, to Americans, in a way it was sold in fraudulent means. And as we get into the second half of the show, we'll cover a little bit more of that. But I do want to say that I want to give a big thank you to all the listeners of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I can't get to all the emails, but I do want to say thank you for getting out and getting your friends and neighbors out and getting conservatives out to make a difference in America. I heard Barack Obama, just like you did, say that he was also the president of the two-thirds of people who didn't vote. So he thinks he's got a mandate by the people who did not vote. That means we got to work harder and get more of the liberals and the far-left elitists out of positions of power. We got work to do. Do not rest. Do not sit back and say, well, we worked hard. It is time to continue the journey, because our children are worth it. The future of America is worth it. And we will work together. So thank you for being a partner by listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Continue to tell others about the show. And let's pass on the links and check out our Facebook page. We need some more likes there. Go on the Facebook page and like that. I can put some articles and things on there during the week. We just can't get it all in our 30-minute show once a week. But we are glad and excited you're on board with us. And we'll continue to give you stories you won't hear anywhere else. We'll give you some insights. And we'll look at things just like we did last week when we deciphered the midterm elections. If Chad Groening, the reporter from OneNewsNow.com, and really opened up some avenues to see what could happen in the future. So be sure to go back and listen to that show if you didn't listen to it. Go back and listen to how we updated the election results. And we're just proud to be a part of what's happening in America now. And we will continue with your help to make a difference right here in the United States of America and give hope to the world. You know, I thought, what is rock splitting politics? And one thing that came up to me is like rock splitting politics. It's truth that is cracking open the mountains of despair. Now, that's something that I really like to see, that visualization. I hope you like it. How do you like that? Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Truth. Using truth to crack open the mountains of despair. So don't get despaired. Let's get in the second half of the show. And I'll tell you, talking about not getting in a moment of despair. Well, when I got my letter saying my health care plan, which the president said, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And then he went back and told states, oh, well, you know, you go ahead and grandfather those folks in. Don't bother them. Well, my insurance company said, well, you're grandfathered in. We can get another year here. And I thought I was set for at least a couple more years because they said, we can renew it. The president is allowing to renew it. Your state's letting you renew it. And then I got a letter this summer saying, well, it wasn't this summer. It's later than that. And it just said, you and your family will no longer have coverage through this company because we are discontinuing this plan. We're getting out of the insurance market because of Obamacare. I didn't like getting that. I've been using this through the same people for years, and it's worked out. It went up and up after the president said it was going to go down $2,500. It went up probably $4,000 since he said that. I don't like that. But it's something I had gotten accustomed to, used to the plan, and it's what I needed. But no, they said it wouldn't work under the new health care plan, and the insurance company pulled it. Now, the president probably wants me to think it's the insurance company's fault, but it's all because of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. So I'm in the process, and I have to have a qualifying life event to show why I've got to change insurance. And they had about a bunch of boxes to check off why I had to have a qualifying, to prove I had a qualifying life event. And I kept looking for the box that said, I have to change insurance because there's a liar, pants on fire president of the United States in the White House who's making me change my insurance by his doggone law. Well, that box was not on there, believe it or not. It was not on there, and I wanted, like everything, to write it in. But then I figured somebody would rip it up or turn me in to some kind of Homeland Security or something. That's the kind of country we live in now. But I did get my forms all turned in, and I hope my family's going to be securely insured. I hope, again, that's what insurance is. You pay for something you hope you never use, and I don't want to use it. But I got to be covered. I got a family of six, and it's not some little policy. So how do I keep from being in despair? You know, it brings me down. Our president brings me down because of the things I'm having to do because of him. And, well, that reminds me of a song. Let me play this, and then let me play you a clip from what the president has said over the last few years that really brings me down when I think about the way he has lied and misled the American people. How can anybody believe what he says now? Well, I have to admit, the president has brought me down, and I'm trying my best not to be in despair. But take a listen. This is why the president has brought me down, and this is why I have a hard time believing anything that comes out of his mouth in the White House. Has everything from their dealing with Iran and the nuclear situation and trying to get something going on there, everything from that to the way across the board, when you cannot trust the president about amnesty and why he delayed everything to after the election, the way time after time the deceit that is used by this White House is so disgusting. But take a listen. So if you don't believe what I'm saying, take a listen to what the president told me and you.
TV on Amazon.
I am actually not interested in just capping premiums. I want to lower premiums.
By as much as $2,500 per family. It's time to bring down the costs for the entire country. It's real simple. It's a website where you can compare and purchase affordable health insurance plans side by side. Same way you'd shop for a plane ticket on Kayak. Same way you shop for a TV on Amazon.
I am actually not interested in just capping premiums. I want to lower premiums.
By as much as $2,500 per family. It's time to bring down the costs for the entire country. Under the reform we're proposing,
you don't have to do anything.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
You've got health insurance through your employer, you can keep your health insurance.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Add it all up, and the plan I'm proposing will cost around $900 billion over 10 years. The plan will not add to our deficit. It will actually reduce the deficit by $4 trillion over the long term.
Well, Mr. President, your Dr. Gruber, who we call Goober Gruber, has his elitist image, made an image of you and your policies, has pretty much said the American people, the American voters are stupid. So we had to put torturous language in so they wouldn't understand what the real law was about. Well, Mr. President, I knew, and most of my listeners knew, before it was ever tried to be put in place. We were against it. I was against it. For 4 years, we've seen it bubbling out there. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. And I know you told me I could keep my health care plan if I liked it. Well, I liked my plan, even though it went up because of you. Went up tremendously. But I didn't want to change it. But now it's no longer in existence. It's not the insurance company's fault. It's your fault, Mr. President. And I know there's thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands and millions who are getting the same letter I'm getting, Mr. President. And you said the midterm elections, you understood it. You don't understand it. You said you're going to be out there for the 2/3 of the people who didn't vote. Keep talking like that. Keep talking like that. The Democratic Party should be crushed because of what they did to the American people. I hope everyone that voted for this law will be turned out of Congress. It may take 2 years, 4 more, 6 more years, but believe me, the journey to make sure every Democrat who forced this atrocity, this boondoggle on American people, should be removed from office by the voters who are getting fed up with this. And I pray that people will start looking at alternatives to Obamacare so we can replace and repeal. And I'll take you back and look at an earlier show where Doc Holliday's plan to replace Obamacare, the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. It is a very good plan, and I hope others will look at it. And we'll talk about it more in the future. Maybe I can get some charts and other things to help people out. I'm not the only one upset with Obamacare. Listen to Charles Krauthammer. Take a listen to him, and then we'll finish up the show for this week.
Right, Obamacare, now you heard the MIT guy, Gruber, saying, you know what, we conned everybody, they weren't paying attention, they don't really care, and it's not what it was sold as. And you say?
This is exactly what conservatives have been saying for 4 years. What we're hearing now is the true voice of liberal arrogance. They believe this. They believe that the voters are stupid, as he said. And they believe that they know the right way. They have to lead the masses to the promised land, and they can only do it by deception. And that's what he said openly. We wanted to get the bill. We didn't care about how we did it. So we lied about everything. We lied about if you can keep the plan, knowing that you can't keep your plan. We lied about the fact that this would be a transfer of wealth, a massive transfer of wealth, because as Gruber said, had they known that, it would never have passed. They lied about every aspect of this. And I think that is what has been charged all along, and it is a scandal of the media that this has to be discovered in the sixth year of the presidency rather than talked about at the time when it was obvious they were lying about all this. The idea of it being a transfer of wealth was known from the beginning, but they got away with it.
And that was Charles Krauthammer on the Bill O'Reilly Show, Fox News. Now, just when he finished up, Charles Krauthammer said they got away with it. They did get away with it. It has been passed. It is law. But the American people will have to speak, and will have to speak out loud. We cannot change it by just trying to defund it. I know there's a lot of conservatives going crazy. Well, now we can defund it. You still got to get by a presidential veto. We are on the journey. We have to get rid of more Democrats and liberals who voted for this boondoggle called Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which I call the Unaffordable Care Act and the Uncaring Act. Now, let me just give you two takeaways from this show. Number one, we've been lied to, and you know that, and I know that, but so many of our liberal friends and far left fringe people are their friends, I guess, associates. But anyway, you got to understand this. Some of this is going to start sticking to the liberals, and we need them to start waking up. We've awakened. It's for them to waken up. Those who bought it hook, line, and sinker to realize the hook is in their jaw and they're being pulled to the surface to the slaughter. Now, the second thing you need to understand, and this is so important, we got to stay in the fight. We cannot let up, even though we're tired. And there's some people who don't see things exactly how they want to get things done, and they're just trying to give up in some cases. Don't let that happen. We've got to work together, stay with it, stay on this journey to make sure we get Obamacare ripped out by the roots and replaced with something like Doc Holliday's alternative to Obamacare. So just remember that. But I have to tell you, we are going to be on a journey. It cannot be done without the United States House, the United States Senate, and a White House willing to do it. Folks, do not sit down. We have our work cut out for us if we believe in America and the freedom and liberty for our children and grandchildren. And that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And next week, we're going to delve more in the direction of what the lame duck Congress is doing, what it means to you and your family. And just remember, right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, we're using the truth to crack open the mountains of despair. Don't despair. Listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.